Right.
So then from now on, we acknowledge no one from an outward human point of view. Even though we have known Christ from such a human point of view, now we do not know him in that way any longer. And I want you to note this next verse. So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. What is old has passed. Look, what is new has come. I thought this was probably a fairly good verse to look at as we come to a new year. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Now, the Greek word there is a very interesting one, kitesis, which has the concept of a whole new being that has never, ever existed before. It's not like wiping a slate clean. It has the concept of a whole new self. Not something old that has been cleaned up, but something that is created new. And what Paul is saying here is, so then if anyone is in Christ, he's not someone who's been cleaned up. In Christ, he is a whole new creation that has never, ever existed before. Now, that's a pretty exciting concept, isn't it? We still have our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. But God remakes them. Brand new. When we are in Christ, when we have that relationship with Jesus Christ, where we say, Lord Jesus, you paid the penalty so that I don't have to pay it. You gave your life on the cross for me, so that my sin was atoned for. And as you rose from the dead, a new creation, so also in you, I am a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And God's attitude to sin is borne out in the book of Hebrews, where he says, we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Elsewhere he says, your sins and iniquities I will remember no more forever. You know, it's no use coming to God and saying, God, you know that sin I confessed 5 minutes ago? He said, no. Because when he forgives, it is gone. We may bear the scars, but God forgives. We find it hard to forgive that way. I know. A fellow shot me in the leg when I was a school kid. Shot me in the leg with a slug gun just to see if it would go in. That fellow is now a detective in the New South Wales Police Force. Took me a long time to forgive him for that, though. But I eventually did. I've still got the slug in my leg. I'll bear the scars of it, but when God forgives, he forgives totally. And so often when we come to the end of a year, we've got regrets that we've carried forward. And we've got unforgiveness. People have hurt us, and we don't want to forgive them. I'm sorry, I don't want to go into another year carrying hurts and unforgiveness. I want to give it all up. And my New Year's resolution is that if anyone be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away, all things have become new. And I'm going into a new year with new life in Jesus Christ. A new fresh walk with God. My life exists for his purposes, not mine. What are you going to do? Are you going to carry on some of the hurts and failings from the year and years past? Or are you going to say, here, God, you have more. I don't want them anymore. I want to be the new person that you want me to be. I don't want to crawl into the new year. I want to stride boldly into the new year, knowing that we're walking this year together. And that come what may, we're in it together. I did that this year with my wife. And when she was diagnosed with cancer, her response immediately was, well, Lord, fix or finish. And I thought that was really good. She had no fear at all. It's been a journey this year. And those of you who know me well enough will know it's been a journey. But every step of it has been something really positive, and right through it, we've just seen God coming in as we choose to walk with him. God is good. God is great. As the Muslims would say, Allah Akbar. God is good. God is great. I'll say it in English. But I'm going to walk into next year knowing that God is good and God is great and that my failings are all dealt with and I don't carry them with me. In fact, I don't have to wait till next year to do that. I do that today. Every day. Many times during the day, I will just come before God and say, we're walking a new road together, God. I'm a sinner. By nature, I was born in sin. I live in a sinful world. By nature, I am what I am. But in Christ, I'm a new creation. And I'm going forward in his power and his strength. New beginnings, new creation. Now unto him who is able to keep them from falling and to present you faultless in his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Father, be glory now and forever. Amen.